With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A critical vote later today, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll vote for the funding bill instead of letting the government shut down.
The CR is a bad bill. But as bad as the CR is, I believe allowing Donald Trump to take even much more power via a government shutdown is a far worse option.
In remarks, Senate Majority Leader John Thune says he hopes the funding bill passes.
It is our best option to make sure that last year's failure by Democrats doesn't interfere with this year's appropriations process. And I'm hopeful that enough Democrats will reject their party's threat of shutting down the government to get this bill passed today. As I said yesterday, it's time to move on.
A procedural vote on the bill expected shortly. Also at SRNnews.com, keep your eye on the sky.
More than 100 million people in the U.S. are in the path of an expected massive March storm starting today. It's a sprawling system that may bring blizzards, tornadoes, fires, and flooding as it tracks across the Great Plains eastward. Moisture and heat from the abnormally warm Gulf could fuel heavy rainfall that's raising concerns for flooding from the central Gulf Coast through the upper Ohio Valley. Tornadoes are possible in the nation's heartland. Keith Peters reporting.
Measles outbreaks in West Texas and New Mexico now have nearly 300 cases in total. Two unvaccinated people have died from measles-related causes. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said its count of confirmed measles cases in the U.S. surpassed 2024. Measles caused by a highly contagious virus and is preventable through vaccines. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 628 points. This is SRN News. Some new findings about believers.
They come from Dr. George Barna, head of the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. He reports that among self-described Christians, more than 60% say their relationship with God is not the most important one in their lives. Almost one-third do not believe God is actively involved in every aspect of their daily existence. And about 70% say God does not have total influence over their lives and their decisions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion took center stage this week in a sometimes testy debate between candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court less than 3 weeks before the election. The race pits Republican-backed Judge Brad Schimel against Democratic-backed Judge Susan Crawford. A challenge to an 1849 state law that bans nearly all abortions is currently pending before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the election set for April 1st. This is SRN News. An important website was down this week.
The hundreds of users reported that the federal website for student loans and financial aid was down starting midday Wednesday. FAFSA users said they were having trouble completing the form, which is required for financial aid at colleges nationwide. The developers and IT support staff who worked on the FAFSA form were hit hard in the education department layoffs earlier in the week. The department also faced staff buyouts and the termination of probationary employees. In all, the education department reduced its staff by half since Trump took office. Hiya Panjwani, Washington.
Former reality TV star Jesse Holmes has won the Iditarod Trail sled dog race in Alaska. Holmes was the first to the finish line in the gold rush town of Nome on the Bering Sea coast. That race got underway March 3rd in Fairbanks. More details at SRNnews.com.